Hey, you bunch of fucking drunks.
I wish all the drunks I dealt with were as much fun as you. The ones I deal with are assholes.
Hello, my name is Pierre.
I peed a little bit in my pants, I laughed so hard.
Too drunk.
Two drunks in a podcast. It's 108 now.
How about you take another shot there, Saget?
Yes, Saget.
Take a shot, Saget.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot.
Hello.
Hey, look at that. I took when you were just trying to record me being an ass myself into making the intro to our show.
That's Enjoy. True. It's 108. I'm Brian.
Come on, I'll let you do it.
That's Lucas.
There you go.
And this
I
is
just
our
tried to take a shot of,
an empty glass.
Empty shot glass.
This is our Turkey Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, this is our
Turkey Day show. It's our Turkey Day show.
I'd like to start off by just saying I appreciate the penguins.
I do
and
too.
The pilgrims.
Yes, because if it weren't for the penguins and pilgrims making peace,
we wouldn't be
able to eat Indian corn and cranberry sauce out of a can.
That's right. Maize.
And turkey.
As they used to say.
No, maize was corn.
You mentioned corn.
Oh, yes, but we had already passed that. We had moved
on
to the cranberry sauce grandfather.
I wasn't quick enough to,
he's just giving you all a taste of what it's like to speak with your family, such as your grandfather, at Turkey Day.
I concur.
That's how it is. There's your
boss. You know what we're going to do probably sometime during the show?
What?
Because this is, like we had mentioned on episode 107.
Uh-huh.
We don't really have shit. So, we're going to just take you on kind of a journey. We'll probably have, like, certain conversations within the episode, which are, like, on point for whatever the fuck we decide to talk about. But, I would like to say when we're not, we're going to try to utilize my computer a little bit.
Alright, what are we doing?
Well, you'll see. I mean, we won't start off with it, but, well, okay, we will. We'll start off with just one thing. We're just going to go into normal conversation like we would any episode, except now we're going to get some background music that's not too... Not that yours is overpowering, because you had the right distance, but this is a little bit lower.
Lucas, that's not very creative.
Yeah, it is. Make it more of a backdrop instead of, hey, we're just talking over this.
Okay, well, I'll give this to you as your first stepping stone, but... The next thing
okay,
that comes
so this
off.
The song is very important.
The next
right?
thing. No, not the songs. The next thing that comes off your computer. You said we're going to utilize your computer.
Yes.
The next way we utilize your computer,
yes.
It better be a lot better than just background music, you bitch.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
While we're doing our show tonight, I will see what all I have in this grand thing. Oh, yes. That was my whole point of saying that we're going to utilize the computer. Trust me.
What?
I'm not going to give out what it is.
Uh huh. What?
I know you don't have any more of your magic spray to where we technically go back in the past, as we have three or four times now. However, luckily, on my laptop, which I just got back tonight, I do have the past.
You have
so, if we decide to go there, we will.
How are we going to get there?
Through the magic of me holding it like this so we can both hear it and the mic can hear it at the same time.
Oh, well, that's not really going in the past, Lucas.
You mean as opposed to you plugging on your computer and us talking?
It was so much more different, man. There was a special time-traveling potion involved.
Hey, we could get another derelict black man to piss in the bottle again.
Was that what it was?
It was the second time. When we ran out, you did go get a derelict. When we were hanging out in the blues club.
Oh, yeah.
No, not blues. I'm sorry. Jazz. It was a jazz club.
We were in a jazz club. Yes. I do remember that.
And you went out and found yourself a black derelict man. A derelict black man.
Yes.
And he peed. And he pissed in the bottle and somehow we came back to our present day.
That's awesome.
So hopefully, who knows? I have one through 51 to choose from. But for right now, we're just gonna go with some random shit that I've never heard before. While we just talk.
Wow, your music is scaring me. What is this?
Okay, let's play a little guessing game.
Okay.
I'm not gonna ask you for the artist.
Okay.
Because you will not know the artist. I turn it down just a little bit, so it's not blaring. But because the artist doesn't matter.
Okay.
The name of the song is what matters.
How am I gonna know the name?
I'm giving you hints. In a second.
Okay.
Like right now. Sesame Street. I'm gonna give you four hints, okay?
Okay.
Either one or two words. Actually, Sesame Street 2. But, you know. Four hints.
Okay.
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Blue.
Blue.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Semi-main character.
Cookie Monster.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the name of the song.
It's called Cookie Monster?
Yes, sir. By Paul Graham. And something else that my iTunes has not stretched out to yet. I can see. Paul Graham and Paul Bushnell.
Hey, you know, I bet the Turkey Testicle Festival is
going
on.
Oh my god, is the Turkey Testicle Festival going on again this year?
How do we find out?
Well, maybe we should get your retarded old ass. Oh, yeah, here we go. Kind of techno, kind of even arcade music.
It's kind of gay music.
Our old fans. The people who used to work with you and support us.
I'm trying to find it right now, okay? Just give me two God-blessed motherfucking Thanksgiving seconds. There, the Turkey Testicle Festival.
Oh my god, let's see if it's going to happen again for 2007.
Sponsored by Budweiser, King of Beers.
What? You know what? I would expect something like Schlitz.
Schlitz malt liquor.
Schlitz malt liquor.
And turkey
the
testicle.
Schlitz malt liquor bowl.
Wow.
The Turkey Testicle Festival.
Looks like a big deal, doesn't it?
Well, we've only seen the first one third of
it's
the
It's in
image.
Huntley, Illinois.
Huh. Turn your head and cough. Wow. I guess that's a cock reference.
That's a cool t-shirt. Great. Fantastic.
I wouldn't own that t-shirt.
Fuck no, man. If I found that t-shirt in my house,
I'd burn it.
I'd burn my house down.
There you go.
Fuck burning the shirt. So I'd burn the fucking
the
house
bad
down.
Shirt karma.
Yeah, fuck
karma.
Yeah. Alright, so,
I'm just really surprised that it's sponsored by Budweiser.
What do you want first? Information, pictures, bus routes, dates, directions? What do you want? Information, right?
I do want information.
Because this might be a different one. This is their 25th celebration. Thousands of thrill-seeking partiers from all over Chicagoland flock to this hometown historic tradition taking place Wednesday, November 21st, 2007. That's
wow.
Coming up.
Wait, That's next week?
That's next week.
Wow.
Right where it's always been, at the Parkside Pub in Huntley. Doors open at 11 a.m. and go till the wee hours of the morning.
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
On that bulletin that I used, that I posted today, for this show, I use the word wee hours as well. I said that our show will start recording at 10, and we'll go into the wee hours of the night.
This just doesn't seem like the Turkey Testicle Festival.
Not the Turkey Testicle Festival that we know and love from last year. Because we got some detailed information, and unfortunate.
Seems like they really like it in Illinois, though. Here's another one. The 29th. Here's a little 29th annual.
Wow.
Turkey Testicle Festival at Union State Station in Byron, Illinois. They do theirs the second Saturday in October. You're done.
Yeah.
Deep fried delights start being served around noon. Let's all get nuts.
Have you noticed they're all like in the daytime?
Dude, they have a turkey testicle song.
Oh my god. No. Yeah, save it and we'll keep going. And then once it's finally downloaded, then we'll play it.
All right, so let's keep on. Let's move on to another turkey testicle festival.
There are too many turkey testicle festivals.com. That's it. Sorry for everybody boring you with Tech 9, because that is kind of boring on my whole... Wait, here we go.
He just said his Fruity Bazooty?
No. Yes, he did. Fruity Patootie.
Hey, that's a group of people that haven't written to the show in a while.
They have not. I think I need to write them back. Because I think they may think that we've forgotten about them.
I haven't
because
forgotten about them.
Because last time they wrote, we only talked about on the show. And that was about 4 months ago. But I never wrote them back. I kind of naturally
you look like some African-American fella. In the 80s, holding a boombox on your shoulder
exactly.
With your laptop.
Except
there.
I'm a crazy little white boy who has a laptop to strap on his shoulder.
True.
And here's one thing I am going to have to do.
What?
I probably wait another year just because I've spent too much money on this damn thing lately. Is I'm going to have to get a better sound card. Because I have a decent sound card, but shitty speakers. But I'm definitely going to do something. Do something to upgrade this PC that... Alright, you see this? Of course you've seen this, Ryan, but... Have you seen the new iMacs? Those huge... Here, I'll even pause Illegal Substance to speak about this. We all know that Kevin and Mike... Over at the Underground Short Bus. They are Apple sympathizers and Apple supporters. Even though they're not, as they say, they are not always just saying, hey, you people, you own Windows, you suck, you're dumb motherfuckers. But the brand new iMac for the Macintosh, where it's... I'm sure you've seen the commercial. I don't know if you've seen it in Best Buy or in any other store, but it's just a little thicker than your screen here.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. The entire computer is built into the monitor.
Yeah, dude, I was just telling you about that last week.
I've known about it, but I guess I was drunk or...
Yeah, you were drunk and I was ignorant. Telling you about it, dumbass.
But that costs the same as this shit.
Really?
Yeah. When I got this 2 years ago.
Wow.
This, what I'm holding in my hand, called Steam, is that. And I wish I would have been smart enough. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry, Mike. I'm siding on your side this time. I wish I would have not purchased this, saved that $1,500, and purchased that new iMac. But, I didn't. But I'm still happy I have a laptop.
You messed up.
Because that is good.
So what are you playing for us now?
What's that?
What are you playing for us now?
Let's see. We'll go with the one I was playing before we started the show.
You definitely look like an African American fella now. Why don't you just go ahead and sing for him, Lucas?
Dalai Lama.
I'm sure that's what everyone... Just go ahead and sing.
No, what? Well, shit, if you want me... Hey, here's the deal, Brian.
What?
Okay, I'm pausing this, even though it's a great song.
All right.
Here's the deal for the me singing on the show.
Okay.
Either, we all know once I get drunk, it happens eventually. But, and let me take a shot. Be like taking a shot. Play it. Play it, Brian. Play it for free.
Yes, sorry, sorry.
Feel like taking a shot. Feel like taking a shot.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I just thought of something. I've got something to show you.
Awesome.
And I'm going to show you on the show, while no one else can see it, but they will be able to at least hear your reaction.
Please do not show me two girls, one cup.
What?
Okay, good.
What's that?
You don't want to know. It's the sensation that's been sweeping the nation. I have not watched it and do not want to watch it because I know about all the details of that. It's a YouTube video that will probably make you and I throw up.
Us?
Yes, us.
It'll make us throw up. What is it? You gotta tell me.
It's two girls. Anybody out there who listens like Opie and Anthony or even probably Howard Stern probably even talked about it. Any of the big disc jockeys, you probably heard the story, but the video on YouTube, two chicks making out, but they're not just making out. One is already shat in a cup, and one takes it in their mouth. They make out with shit in their mouths.
It's not real shit. It's like brownie or something.
Dude, trust me, that's what everybody's saying. Let me tell you this. It's gotten so bad. That video isn't the story now. That was a huge story. Like, that freaked a lot of people out. You know what the story is now?
What?
When you go on YouTube, instead of that being the top video, you know what the top videos are?
What?
Reactions to watching it. There are people out there getting their friends over, and they'll just put up a camera, and they'll videotape all their friends' reactions to seeing the video for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is going, like, global. Not global, but at least, like, big time as far as, like I said, radio goes, at least. Radio stories and really propping it up to a lot of people. And apparently, and this I got directly from O&A. Another
O&A.
O&A. Another show I don't mind stealing from because I think they're damn good, but still could be better. Somehow. They still... But I'm a...
Fuck them.
Yeah. So what were you saying? What are you trying to show me?
Feel like taking a shot.
Okay.
Feel like taking a shot.
I have something to show you. Alright. Let me hide all this while we're still waiting for the turkey.
So what are you showing me, sir?
Showing you a video I created.
Oh, you created a video.
Yes, and I was going to wait and
wait for what?
I was gonna show this to you with the other person involved.
Okay.
But I guess. But I think I'm gonna wait.
Why?
I figured I'm not gonna wait.
Wait, you apparently have it planned. You know what you're doing. I won't ask why. You do what you have to do. Right. I'm just saying. I mean, because honestly. Oh, God. Go ahead and play it. You know what? That's fucked up, sir.
Just watch it.
No, I've seen it.
Not this cut, you haven't.
Well, not with you and your your new text, bud. And I know just how to try. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake. Maybe
wait,
you have to just wait, start it over. Start it all wait.
No, no, I say we don't say a word about it. And we just put it on the webpage.
That's what I'm saying. Let's stop right now.
But don't explain it. No, we're not going to say a word about it.
Wait, stop. Let's go on a cigarette break right now. I know it's probably only 10 or 15 minutes. I don't care. We can still go throughout the show. We'll be fine with only the cigarette break. This is perfect time, because that's a good idea. And yeah,
I haven't finished it yet.
It's not embarrassing to you at all.
Oh, no, it hasn't finished yet. It's still got a little...
Wait. Let's go.
Oh, no, we're not going anywhere.
Okay. I know just when to face the truth. No, I know. Well, now we know how he's on the ground.
Dude, the worst thing about this is this video, which they don't need to know what's going on. I wanted everyone just to sit there in silence and just wonder what the fuck is going on. The worst thing about it is that's not the worst of it.
God damn it.
He actually... I had to edit it down so that... I really want
to... They didn't see all the punches to my ball?
No, I really want a response to this, gay or drunk, because I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell. Because at one point... Dank puts his head in your crotch.
And I don't really know Dank, so you can answer on him. You know me!
He puts his head in your crotch. Hey, here's the Turkey Testicle Festival song. If we can get it to play.
It's downloading 3 of 11.
3 of 11?
It's downloading 3 of 11.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't mind putting that up.
Well, I mean, it's not...
It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing because I'm dancing around that faggot, even though he's the one with the wife and I'm the single one sitting in my basement.
Yeah, but...
But I can still call him the faggot.
You know what else I found?
I'm afraid.
I found the actual clip.
After last week, you pulled out my music, which I liked, but... Still, and now you're just finding shit. I'm afraid.
Dude, I found the clip, the actual clip, where William... We get our famous line from. Well...
Hey, Mom. Pull it out! Pull it out! Pull it out! I see.
Yes, so I can... I've actually got that. But, oh, there you go, Dank. I mean, not Dank. Who's that that's disappeared all of a sudden? Pus. So we don't have to put that clip up if you don't want.
Go ahead.
No.
Listen. Here's the thing. And I don't want to downplay how you have contributed to the show and what you mean to the show with what I'm about to say, but it sounds like it. But you know that you mean more to the show to me than I do. You know that. But what I'm about to say is this. For some reason, on this show, well, I know the reason. It's because I talk way too goddamn much. Well, not
too much. Look at me.
Pause it. Oh, no, I'm looking. I'm not
going to. I'll say pause it until I finish what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm going
to. That really, I don't try to take the lead because really, in my thinking of two drunks in a podcast quote unquote, which I know you hate even more than me saying two drunks in a podcast instead of two drunks and something to talk about or something. Is because I talk so much and can just talk about random shit forever and you not care because you, like I, just want to fill that time and try to be entertaining if we possibly can.
Yeah.
That for some reason a lot of people think that I'm somehow the lead of the show. I don't think so. Yes, I talk the majority
of the
show.
Dude, you're
the
king drunk here. And on that note, you should take another shot.
Well, not until you play it.
Oh, this?
Play Praise Song, damn it.
Watch. Oh, yeah, but wait. You got to see this. This is some. And this, they'll get some.
Okay.
Listening out. But you actually get to see this. And this is
okay,
what
I'll see it before I take a shot.
You got too drunk to jerk.
No, I know whiskey you're too dick. Drunk to jerk. However, you are too much Chris.
You got whiskey dick. You guys are too what? Drunk to live, whiskey man.
Dick. A, I hate whiskey. And B, I would never have
whiskey dick.
And A, never. Right here.
Whiskey dick.
Achilles.
Never. Did you smack him in the balls?
Yeah.
He's with me.
Smack him in the balls again. Smack him in the balls again.
Whiskey dick.
Smack him in the balls. See, you fucking
forgot. Watch this.
Smack him hard in the balls.
Hey, William. You see this?
Yeah.
William's easy to get to tell. I'm like, attack, watch this. Watch what you did.
Oh, shit.
God. Watch. Listen to you. Listen.
I've got a little bit of control.
Holy shit.
Hey, everyone.
So, no one can see this, but what just happened was William decided to dive face first for Lucas's crotch.
I swear to God.
And Lucas throws him in the headlock, and that's what all the slamming of the glass was. But listen, here's another line from the show.
No, I know this line because this has been played on our show several times.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, you want to see Whiskey Dick?
Would you like to see Whiskey Dick being just...
Hey, William. William, come here. I'm not going to fight you.
And the best one is where you straight up... the one I was telling you about, the first one, where you called William out when he says, pull it out or whatever it is.
God damn, that's a 10-minute clip.
Yes, but this must be the one.
You will not be the most embarrassed by this thing. This one right here.
See, I told you.
Yes, I know. You had your ass smacked.
Me yes, I know. Don't fuck me. Don't fuck me tonight, Lucas. Don't fuck me, Lucas.
I can't take
it anymore.
I'm not
trying to stop
it. That wasn't it. I didn't know about that one. I didn't know William begged you.
He's just sitting here like, don't fuck me tonight, Lucas. I'm just like, what?
I'm not really sure, dude. Yeah, that's it. This is the one where we get the pull it out from.
Faggot. Okay.
Yeah, that's when you start calling him a faggot. There it is.
Unfortunately.
Pull it out!
Faggot. No. Yes. Faggot. Okay, now look at... I positive saying Lucas. Cut. You know what? Fuck it. I don't care.
What don't you care about?
No, I don't care. We're posting them.
Posting what?
Slowly but surely, we'll post them. Doesn't hurt
me. We are not posting these.
Why not?
Because you guys are crazy.
No, William's the one who, A, punched me in my balls, then tried to suck my cock by sticking his face in my genital area.
Yes, that's true.
But you know what we need to do before anything else, Brian?
What?
Cigarette.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find,
I'll get you some clips. What the fuck is interactual player? Dude, I'm not hooked up to the internet. Look what just pops up. Interactual player 2.0. the fuck are you?
Where's the song you sing about William's wife?
I will leave us while we're going.
No, we gotta leave him with this. We gotta leave him with you singing about William's wife.
But I will kill you.
No, start it. Go back a little bit. Yeah.
Mother, if you wanna make it not exactly.
You sing the George Michael version of your song.
William, what?
Oh my god.
Your cigarette?
I think he's telling you to suck his dick, dude.
If you wanna make it nice, then you have got to lick its body. You gotta lick it from the daddy and lick it from the bottom too. Fuck. And if you don't wanna lick it nice,
what?
Then I will kill your mother. And even though your father likes to sleep,
upstairs.
But let me tell you something. I don't care if you suck my dick or even lick my balls. But I will kill that nurse. Even if she wants to make the top level, she will not be cut. Mother will suck her with the cock.
I think he said
mother will stuff her with the cock.
Dude, I think he said Nurse Dank.
But I didn't catch any of the rest.
I think he said I think he said Nurse Dank is gonna suck your mom's cock.
I said Nurse Dank.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's outside entertainment.
Stick your face in her cock?
The nurse will send.
If she does, I'll videotape it and put it on the internet and sell it.
You said his wife's gonna stick her face in her cock.
Whether if you like it or not,
I like bugs crawling in there. I like the sensation of bugs crawling in my face.
Lucas,
I swear to God, he's a faggot.
He just said he liked the sensation of bugs crawling in his penis. All right, now we can leave.
But can we please take a cigarette break?
Yes, we can.
Let's check the time.
It's time for a cigarette.
We'll be right back with some stranger shit than what. Maybe not, but you'll hear something. Peace.
Drink for real.